Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Let us pick up our books and our pens. They are our most powerful weapons.
Welcome to Talkin' Social Studies. You're listening to episode number 49, COVID-iversary, for April 15th, 2021. In case you don't remember, this is the podcast where we talk about social studies and education today. Here you find conversations about strategies, resources, ideas, and more, all designed to help today's social studies teachers in their work.
One child, one teacher, and one pen can change the world.
Well, folks, it's been a while. It's been a while. Okay, so for
it is our COVID-versary. Is that what we're running with today?
What else do we call it, right? This is kind of the first gathering of the mind.
A year later.
In about a year, yeah.
Yes. What a year.
What's been keeping you all, you know, kind of hanging in, hanging on?
I'll jump in here. So for me, it's been... We are back, so just to give you the context here, the last time I think we talked was in December, and we were going to start hybrid in January, and we did, and that went fine. And then after spring break, we have about 80 or 85% of our students back in the building full time, and then there's another 15% that are on Zoom concurrently, and it's definitely been an exhausting last few months here, and each day feels like a week. And when you look at the calendar and you realize there's still 8 weeks left in our school year, and you think it's like, I don't know, dog years or whatever it is, it somehow it seems like it's going to end up being like a whole lifetime away. But the thing I think that's been kind of keeping me going this year is that the one really great thing is that I've gotten to know my students in a whole different way this year than I've ever gotten to know them before. Because when they came back in January in like little clumps of like, you know, I'd have like a class that had like, I don't know, 7 to 10 kids on in the room and everybody else was on Zoom. But like at the end of class, I'd cut off the Zoomers and just talk to the roomers for a while. And I got to know kids that probably would have flown under the radar completely otherwise in a normal year. And so it's been great to get to know these kids in a different way than I normally would. And you know, having kids share with me things that I don't know that they normally would share with their teachers, and me being able to ask them questions, and kids who, you know, I probably wouldn't have had much in common with and much opportunity to really get to know beyond, besides like, you know, who they are as a student. I feel like I've gotten to know them as a person, which has made it like, even though every day is exhausting, like I'm still excited to go every single day. Like I'm glad to be there. I'm excited to see the kids. And I've got to tell you, my kids this year are 5-star kids. Like they are like just good human beings. They don't like to work a lot, but they are good human beings. And I'll take a classroom of good human beings that might not always be like the best students. I'll take them any day of the week because they're what we're all looking for in teaching. Like they're happy to be there. They're kind to each other. They're kind to me. They've taught me new vocabulary this year. My eighth period, I learned the word dog water, which is apparently something that gamers use to like, you know, like you would say that like, you know, like Scott, you know, the way he was behaving today, he was total dog water. But if I wanted to like compliment Scott, I would say, man, Scott was totally cracked today. These are things I didn't know. Like up until my eighth period told me this. And so that's something that like every day I ask them like, you know, to tell me one more thing to make me a little bit hipper and cooler than I was the day before. You know, so they're helping me out with that. So that's been my story so far.
Yeah, they stay home for years, gamers, and they're writing their own language.
They do. And well, between gamers and Twitch and TikTok, apparently there's like a whole nother subculture that I'm not familiar with. Like they all, I don't know if this has made it to where you guys are yet, but they all go sheesh, like during class. Like if you say something that they like, it's sheesh. If you say something they don't like, it's sheesh. So I don't know where this came from, but then like I mentioned it to my own kids and they're like, oh yeah, that's a thing now. I'm like
this year's bottle flipping.
It is exactly. It's bottle flipping and fidget spinners of 2021.
I'm so tempted to like start using this vocabulary, like just throw it in to student aides randomly throughout the day, just to watch out. They're just going to look at me like, put that away.
That's half of them are like, half of them think it's hilarious that I'm doing this. The other half are like, oh, please don't. Please don't. Please don't do that ever again. Never say these words. Everyone. That's right. I'm like, look, this is who I am now. I'm the cool guy who knows cracked and dog water. And sheesh.
Well, I keep thinking that it's about time I start going viral on TikTok because, like you, Chris, we are concurrent. And let me just tell you, it is probably about the worst thing that I can imagine. I mean, like, whoever thought that having kids in person and online at the same time was a good idea, I'm just going to say it. It's really not. They're different. And like, I joke with teachers all the time. I'm like, you know, I should just come in here and do these TikTok videos of you teachers doing like these audio gymnastics. You know, I mean, I've got photos of setups with, you know, three computers and five screens and a microphone here, Red Cat there, speakers over there. And like, you know, it's like, oh, echo feedback, you know, like bouncing back and forth off the walls, just trying to get the sound to work. And I'm at the point, I don't have anything else to help you with. Like, we just, you know, what keeps us going is that there is 6 weeks left, I think, for us or something like that. And you know, that we have a hope that this concurrent situation will not repeat itself ever again. But, you know, it's been an interesting ride for us. Last time, I think we talked, we were all fully remote. We had just decided to come back. And, you know, it's brought some life back into the classrooms. It's exciting to see kids. I mean, you don't get into teaching because you don't like working with kids. And it's just, you know, teaching into this black Zoom abyss has been very hard for a lot of people. And so I, you know, that's been really exciting. I wish there was some more, I don't know, thought into the way that we were going to do it, because anybody who works with kids, like, I mean, it's just, and they don't want to talk to you. They want to private message you. I'm like, why can't you message a whole group? So at least somebody else can answer your chat message, you know? And it's like, you know, I see teachers in there and they're just like chatting, hang on, you know, or, I mean, it's just crazy what's going on. But yeah, I don't know. That's what keeps me going. These thoughts of like that TikTok video I could make, man. I could have some really good ones. And
I'll be honest with you. I think we could just pull that last 20 seconds, because it's a shame this isn't like a video. Because the passion, folks, you could hear it in his voice, but the animation in his face, Chris and I are both like trying to cover our mouths because we started giggling. It's fabulous. I love it.
And I was just trying to not go sheesh the whole time at you, because I mean, I was agreeing with everything you were saying there.
Yeah, it's hard, and people don't get it if they don't live it. I just tell them, like, look, have you ever held a work meeting and tried to watch your kid at the same time? Or have you ever been at a work meeting and your boss has been trying to watch their kid at the same time? Like, that's the roomy and zoomy experience. And it's just, you know, it's just different. They're different environments, and you know, people want to get kids to connect, and it's really hard to do that. Like, yep. If they're not on Zoom, why do we expect that they could talk to the kid who is on Zoom?
Yeah. Like, my daughter has had
that. Everybody
text your friend at the same time.
Right. Yeah. And it just,
my daughter was in a small group thing. My two high school students are doing school from home because they've been able to do that. And we just figured it was kind of our way of keeping the numbers down at school, you know, to some extent. And my daughter was, you know, they were doing a group thing in English. She's like, I could only hear the kid who was right in front of the computer, you know, or when the class is having a whole class discussion, the kid's remote can't hear anything except what the teacher says. You know, there's no mic, you know, in the class or whatever. And it's not anybody's fault. It's just, that's the way it is. You know, our classrooms aren't set up to be audio studios and things like that. You know, the classrooms weren't designed to have concurrent instruction with some people being remote and some people in the room. And, you know, so it's like, it's not anybody's fault. It's just a bummer. But, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, it's looking good for next year being a little more normal. So I'm trying to find that.
No, and they just want the tech. They're like, what do we need to buy to make it work? And I'm like, well, you don't really understand I mean, there are things that will maybe make it better, but everything is another thing. So like every plug you want to plug in is one more microphone that you've got to worry about muting when you've got some other microphone on and the other, you know, I mean, it's just like, we can play this game forever. And
you can't buy your way out of this.
No, I mean, you really can't. Like, it's just tough. So I'm hopeful vaccines rolling for people that we will be in a more normal situation next year. But I just tell everybody, I'm like, you got to keep saying it. Concurrent is not the way to go. And apparently it's banned in the state of Minnesota, I think.
Oh, really?
The border. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you know, here in Oklahoma, have you seen the news about the Oklahoma stuff?
No.
Because we are leading the charge.
Oh, yeah.
We are just on fire for education. Did you know? That
wait, do we need a drum roll here?
Oh, this is great.
I'm just thinking of what I know about Oklahoma education, but go ahead. I'm curious to see where this is going.
They're taking the cake this year. I'm telling you, just look through the education laws that are trying to get passed through. In fact, there is a coalition of school districts that are filing a group lawsuit against the state legislature against the governor. Because they had a law that was passed about ad valorem taxes coming out of local schools and going to the big, there's a conglomerate, very large for-profit charter that has no oversight, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have, this
sounds
is-
Sounds like
this,
they're taking policy cues from Indiana, but-
Well, you know, it's the whole ALEC thing. I mean, you can see it. I mean, it is copy and paste. So it's been really real. I mean, unfortunately, not all that surprising. Welcome to the land of mandates without funding to pay for them. And we're going to stop there because I could go on that for a whole episode here. I know for me, I'm in a different role. And it's so funny as we get towards the end, you know, everybody's asked, so, you know, what do you think? How's it been? And you're like, I have no clue. I don't know what normal is. This is my normal. So I'm just hoping that like next year rolls around and I'm like, oh, I have this family that I get to spend time with. You know,
well, and you too are not concurrent. Chris and I were talking about being concurrent. You're back. You guys are like 100% doors open wide.
Oh yeah. We opened those doors wide a couple days after Labor Day. Couple times.
Hopefully at least you require masks at school. Is that a thing?
Well, you know, the governor did try to pass a override against school districts requiring masks. In fact, one of the laws that's working its way through is to say, if you want a mask mandate by a school district, you have to prove 3 studies on why that's medically necessary. But it only takes 1 study to show that masks might get in the way of learning to cancel that. I mean, guys, if it weren't like real life, it would be such a farce.
This is again one of those times where audio doesn't really capture the looks on both Chris's faces right now, as like hands are on forehead and eyes have like grown like 3 sizes too big, because it's,
you're like, is this for real? Yeah, welcome.
I'm just covering my mouth so I don't start yelling obscenities, really. So
you know, the conversation today, speaking of masks, the conversation between several of us today was, we're going to really have to work on controlling our expressions, because, you know, for the longest time, you know, when somebody acts like a fool or something, you know, the RBF or even just like the mouth hanging open just randomly, like, you know, we're going to have to work on the whole facial expression thing again. People can see it.
You know, I found when I'm on Zoom wearing a mask, actually, because I'm around other people, it's been great because nobody can see my jaw on the floor anymore. It's just like, oh,
well, and we're also expressive with the eyebrows now. Like,
well, I just, you know, and the way people read your face on Zoom, I've read some articles about, you know, just like, I don't know what it does to your whatever, but everything is like so in your face. Like, we never spend so much time looking at people. And, you know, so you sit there and you just, I feel like I always have to justify. I'm not mad. I'm just processing this in my head. Like, you know, like the monster came out because I'm on Zoom and I'm like, oh gosh, at least a mask I can, you know, I'll just pretend to be around a bunch of people. Yeah. But I will say, you know, I'm just going to say it out loud out here. If you got any Oklahoma following, Amy, we have doubled our sub pay. We are short people. You know what? If they don't want masks out in Oklahoma, you come out. We got masks in California. It's cool. We are in need.
Oh man, well, I can't say that too loud because, you know, I got
to. You'll be subbing.
Send your resumes to Scott Padway at.
No, don't send them to me. But I will say, I just like, and I just heard that the other districts around us, like we've doubled it and everybody else is. And so we're still, now we're in a sub bidding war, apparently, which is great.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? The bigger the pool, the less likely you make the news. When the pay's not great, you're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel and you wind up with those stories of people showing up without pants and things like that, you know.
You know what, I'm gonna keep the story there, to myself. I can only imagine.
So Hef, you were talking about, you know, one of the things that you were kind of touching on a little bit, and Scott, you as well, was, you know, the whole like engagement factor. And how do you, when these kids are in another room and they're so burnt on screen time, or they're just so worn out and tired. And when I think back of, you know, all my go-tos in the classroom to really get kids engaged and things like that, there's so much of that that you can't do because I can't move the seating chart and I can't have them touching each other. And I can't, you know, there's so much no. But yet at the same time, there's no year that we need that human interaction more and that they're so hungry. The other day, I was talking to a kid, you know, they were up to some shenanigans. It really wasn't that big of a deal. I was giving them the mom talk kind of thing. And I touched the kid's shoulder. And I mean, just like the kid just looked at me like, it almost broke my heart because I'm like, oh my gosh, this kid's desperate for a hug. I mean, 17-year-old kid, senior in high school. And it just like about broke my heart that just the tap on the shoulder was the kid just looked like I had just given him a bear hug. I'm like, oh, these kids, they're breaking my heart, you know? But well, how are you all kind of getting them locked in?
It's a challenge. I mean, I think this is where like my loosey-goosey classroom and like never having been like I've never been one that's like super firm with rules and like I don't have the organizational skills to actually be organized enough to actually, you know, run my classroom the way that in theory I've always thought maybe it should be run. But that's played to my advantage this year because like we go on like odd little tangents. Oh, actually here, this is the we started class. Tangent. What's that?
It's an odd little tangent.
It's an odd little tangent here. Yeah. So I think the one big shift I've made as far as engagement goes is that I started this year with using Jamboard to do a question of the day. And that's my form of attendance because like there are kids who I know that like log into Zoom. This is a trick that I figured out. There were kids who were logging into Zoom 30 minutes before class. And so like I'd go and I'd let them in, but they were never actually there. Like they would just like their name would pop up and their blank screen would pop up, but they weren't there. And so after winter break, I started having like, I made like an attendance grid and put it on a Jamboard and we'd start the class off with a question of the day. And the question of the day could be anything from like, you know, a would you rather kind of a question or a, if you could go on any type of adventure, where would you go? It became the thing that kids were looking forward to the most. And what in my head was going to take us like 3 minutes is just a quick check of, you know, okay, who doesn't have like a post-it note on their square on the grid yet? Like in some days it's taken me literally half the class to go through all their answers and talk about things. And, you know, like I asked them one day, like if you had one, like the, I think the best day was the day I asked them, I said, if you have one wish that you could use, but you couldn't use it to benefit yourself, what would it be? And their answers just blew me away. Like in their way of like empathizing with other people. And like, it's been a way to get kids engaged that, again, probably never would say a word in like a regular social studies class. But if like, you know, if you ask them about like their wish, and their wish is like, you know, that they could go to a baseball game with their dad again, and, you know, sit in the crowd and actually watch a game. Like this is a kid who probably never would have said that like out loud, probably never would have said much of anything at all out loud in social studies this entire year. But because of how I've restructured that part, it's gotten him engaged, and it's gotten him to like, you know, I've gotten, like I said before, I've built these better relationships this year, but that's been a part of it. So I think just that classroom culture of like the content has definitely taken a back seat for me this year, which is a heck of a lot easier to do in middle school than it is to do in high school, where you guys have like finals and AP tests, things like that. But it's been a nice way to get more kids engaged than I normally would have. So that's been a good thing. That was a long tangent I went on there. But.
No, that's awesome.
But it really is. We've been teaching these like this abyss for so long, and having kids coming back has helped with some of that. But it to your point, Chris, about you know, working and just what's really important, what we're teaching. That's, I think, what frustrates me more than anything about the concurrent model is, you know, it's trying to put it in as business as usual. And it's not, you know, we're not getting to the end this year. No one's getting to the end this year. I mean, you can talk about D's and F's are up everywhere. I mean, there's all these problems systemically, and it's not unique to anybody else. And, you know, what I wish would have happened is I wish they would have just said, yeah, this is different. So if you want to come in, we're going to come in. You know what? You're going to have one teacher, and they're going to be like elementary school again for the rest of the quarter or whatever. I don't know. Like, let's get creative. And if we, you know, really want to talk about student wellness and, you know, I mean, absolutely, there's a huge advantage for just them putting their shoes on and coming to school. Like, but if that's what we want them to do, then what do we want to do when they get here? And, you know, is it necessarily to go log into a Zoom call and join their class? Is it to, you know, say like, and it looks different. Like our numbers coming back are so small. It's hard, but we've been working all year to get people trying to figure out what to do to, you know, engage kids. And if you need Amanda Sandoval, go look her up, man. She's got the best stuff. I don't know what else to say. Like she,
but
even she struggles with that. I mean, she's expressed some, you know, you can't, it's, you just got to be okay with some of the silence to some extent. And yep, only one person can talk on Zoom. You need to use breakout rooms. You need to put kids in breakout rooms, and you can't be in all of the breakout rooms. You have to be okay with them maybe talking about what you want them to talk about, and maybe not. Maybe just go and talking about making up words. What was the water one? Muddy water, dirty water?
Dog water.
Yeah, you know, maybe they're just, it'll be like a dog water style conversation instead. And like, we have to be okay with that. You know, one thing I saw someone do, I thought was kind of nice, is they had an article they wanted everyone to read. And part of it, right, like sometimes kids are actually working, believe it or not, like they might actually be working just silently, not talking to you, maybe on mute, whatever it is. And just to fill that time, like if you want them to read, like you put on a video of classical music and paintings, and it just, you know, sat there, it was 10 minutes long or whatever, this is the time you have to read. And it was just very like, it filled that kind of awkwardness in there a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the engagement piece, that's the challenge. And, you know, you bring them in, they're different challenges, but you still have engagement challenges for what you said, Amy, like, you know, we can't do all the things that we love to do in class because it's, you know, I don't know, the guidelines change every day. And I feel like half the time they're just making them up, but if you can share this, you can't share this, you can turn this way, can't turn that way, got to walk this way. Every campus I go to, I walking the wrong way. Like I look down, I'm like, the arrows are pointing backwards, dang it. And then I look and I'm like, I literally have to walk, I don't know, put it in a half a mile of steps to figure out how to get like there. So I'm just going to keep going. You know,
I am new to your school and do not know your ways.
I'm not even new. Like, I know my ways. I know how to get there, but these arrows, they're like, they don't make sense to me. I need a map.
We had a situation earlier this year where you could get to the bathroom, but you couldn't get back to my classroom from the bathroom based on the arrows. And so they had to like go back and get special permission to make some hallways two-way hallways so they could get back. Like, yes, I'm with you that like sometimes
and the loops, and it's, you know, it's unfortunate because I like, at least for us, we don't have the numbers back to support what the way that we've gone about it. You know, we have so many kids who are staying remote, at least it's secondary. You know, elementary is a different animal, but we've done the same thing. We're concurrent elementary. Can you imagine being concurrent with a first grader?
Oh my God. I mean, my wife teaches second grade, and like, I complain about my exhaustion, and then I look at her and realize,
oh, she's herding cats.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe junior high is not so bad after all. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, right. At least like they can kind of log on. There's something that they can do independently, you know, and it's, I just feel so bad. Elementaries are different too, because they had different models and they've got more students in person, less remote, but every secondary currently in our district has got more remote students, and it just makes it, you know, I don't know what else to say about it.
You know, what has been really phenomenal for me, you know, as far as keeping kids engaged, because my role is just more of like, you know, how do I convince them just to come, just to be here? And it was last minute, and it's happened a couple times. Okay, of all the things, let me tell you, you want to see some teenagers, 15, 16, 17, 18 year old kids, like lose their minds in excitement. You be the one that stands in the courtyard with a fistful of free taco coupons and free like Whataburger Junior coupons. And the kids who walk by with their IDs, their mask over their nose and their IDs visible, you like make it rain, baby. And they are so excited. I mean, like there was a week there that they're like, you saw kids, like they saw me come at man. And they are like, I mean, like, it's like a whole thing. They're adjusted everything. And you're like, you know what? It's positive. You, rather than me yelling at kids, I'm just like giving out all kinds of free stuff. I feel like, you know, Oprah over here, you know, with the
lunch. You get a taco and you get a burger.
You get a taco, you get a cheeseburger, and heck, I got three left. You get all three. And they're like, serious? I'm like, have at it, man. I've seen you for 2 or 3 days in a row. We're good. That and candy on my desk, man. I've got my regulars who figured out from the classroom to the office. They're like, you still have the good candy. Yes, I do.
Well, I would just say
throw a sheesh in there now.
Oh yeah. Well, that, I'm going to have to find, I'm telling you, I'm going to find a way tomorrow. I'm just going to slide it in something about, man, that's dog water, and just wait for a kid to.
Yep. Do it.
And a sheesh. Yeah.
And a sheesh.
Sheesh. I know exactly. I'm exactly the kid I'm going to do it in front of.
Well, you guys know that I teach online anyway, so my stuff hasn't changed all that much. Except I did have a student teacher this.
Yeah, you said semester. That. How's that going?
And it was awesome. He just left Friday with his last day, so he was. It was awesome, and it was kind of an odd situation. He was supposed to have an in-person placement for this semester, and the teacher that he was supposed to be working with and in the program that he was in to get his degree had been working with this teacher like the last 2 years, and she retired, I think unexpectedly because of the pandemic, and was just like, I'm done. And so he contacted me because I'd been working with their methods class in the fall a little bit, and we were like, okay, we've never had a student teacher in our online school. We've wanted to, but so he was our guinea pig and the School of Education's guinea pig, and it worked out beautifully. And he was awesome and amazing. And the students really responded to his feedback. He gave very personalized feedback, taught me some things. I taught him some things. So it was a very good relationship. I will just have to say that, you know, a lot of times he was mostly working with the government students, and, you know, they're mostly seniors, and those students don't tend to, you know, like respond to your feedback really and stuff like that. And so many students were like, oh, thank you, Mr. G. Thank you. You know, and oh, that, you know, this is the best feedback I've had. And this is, you know, you're really helping me. And I feel like I'm learning so much. And I was like, man, you are doing something right. So it was great. I've been trying to give more video feedback, and because students seem to respond to that. And I think it's, you know, like what you were saying about touching the kid on the shoulder. I think in our situation, the kids were like, I want to see a face and hear a voice, like an actual human there. It's not robo grader. Nah, nah, nah. So yeah, it, you know, I don't know that it's how much it's helping, but then just trying to reach out to kids that I haven't heard from for a while and just be like, hey, everything okay? Do you have some questions? just trying to keep the lines of communication open. But yeah, it's, you know, I think it's wearing on everybody, even our students who are, you know, chose to do an online program, some of them even before the pandemic, you know, and just like all the limitations that everybody's experiencing in their lives overall.
And what a gold mine for Mr. G to come in as a student teacher when everybody is online to go to. I mean, how many student teachers go student teach in an online school? And I was talking about that today. I'm like, man, I feel like we're all first year teachers again, right? We've all been first year teachers through the pandemic.
And not my first
most
year.
Most people went through.
Like, we had to get home then. Like, I feel, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like the first year teaching, you were exhausted because you did your day, you came home, you know, you did the lesson for the next day, but you knew kind of what was coming. And I feel like the constant, like, what next, what's going to happen, the best laid plans are just going to explode in your face. Like, I had a teacher call me today and she's like, I have been teaching for 35 years and this is worse than my first year teaching. And I had like the ditto machines, like,
yep. Right, well, it's the goalposts that keep on moving on you. Like, it, you never know exactly what the new target actually is going to be.
No. And, you know, I mean, and it's just, it's frustrating for everyone at all levels. I totally get that, but man, the trickle down is just, is a little bit crazy. And I keep thinking, going, I missed this class on concurrent teaching in my credential program. Like, I should have asked them and been like, I just have a question, just a hypothetical. Like, one day if we had some platform where we could like, just kind of, I don't know, maybe like talk to each other on like a face. Cause right, this is all pre iPhone. Like, everyone through their credential programs before, you know, Chromebooks. We're moving into new worlds. And I just go, yeah. So how would you address this situation with kids here and kids in this like virtual space? Just out of curiosity. And I'm kind of, maybe we should have Mr. G on to talk about what, you know, how are they, like, you know, what are credential programs doing to address the, you know, world of the future? You know, a couple of years ago, we thought telepresence was a big deal. Now everything, you want to bring a guest speaker in, like, the logistics are easy. Yeah, here, I'll send you my Zoom link. Everybody come on and we're good.
Well, yeah. And even the meetings, like, you're like, do I really need to have everybody drive across town?
No, and there's some that don't need to go back. Like, there are some things we need to keep Zoom for.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, like I said, this before we started recording, my kid had a doctor's appointment today and I was all ready to like take off work and take a half day to take her. And I realized 2 days ago that it's a Zoom meeting. You know what that meant? That meant she was coming to work with me. She was going to Zoom from my desk and she was just going to be late to school by an hour. That didn't quite work out that way, but, you know, because the day got busy. But I mean, still, what'd she do? She did her schoolwork from my desk.
Yeah.
It's flexible in some ways, but I mean,
there's some great things about it. There are, but wow. I mean, there's definitely a little more thought into really the social emotional aspect of it. I mean, I feel like that's the kicker, right? Is kids think it's going to be fun to stay home and be on the computer all day until you're staring at the same screen on something you're not interested in for 8 hours. Like, that's not good for anybody.
It's one of the best. My co-teacher, the EL co-teacher I work with, last year when our principal came on to make the announcement that they were going to be staying home for 2 weeks in quotes. Like, he recorded, like, he just took out his cell phone and did like a voice memo of it. And like, you hear all these kids like cheering and screaming of like, yeah, whoa, we're not, blah, blah, blah. And like, he played it for him. And he's like, it's like, you know, it was such an interesting thing for them to realize, like, oh God, how dumb were we a year ago that, like, you know, we thought this was going to be the greatest thing in the world to have, like, you know, 2 weeks of learning at home before we came back again. And so, yeah, it's
okay. Honest question for you all. I was watching a movie the other night. I don't even remember what movie it was. There was like a race scene at like a racetrack or somewhere. And there's the crowd pan scene. And I got uncomfortable. I'm like, there's too many people. They're too close together. Like, it made me feel awkward. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yep.
Yeah, I have this quarantine dance move where I just, you know, I've gotten used to just sliding away from people.
Okay, how many of you standing at the line, the person's a little too close behind you in the grocery checkout, so you start fake coughing?
Oh, I've not done that yet. That's not what I've done yet.
I've just given them the hairy eyeball.
My husband will do the start.
Well, do they require masks at the grocery store out there?
You know, that's a really good question, because the city council in the town we live in is the only one around who said it was a honor system. And so,
the only complaint I have with my mask is that my jokes fall flat.
Oh,
like on Zoom, it just doesn't work the same way. Like, hey, everybody, let me talk to these guys. Talk this way. You can't tell. You just don't know.
I'm telling you, it's like the eyebrow thing. We're all like, we're gonna lose the mask, but we're still gonna like over exaggerate like the eyes, because that's all people have been able to see, right?
Yeah, right.
Probably true.
So, all right. But, so I feel like we're sliding into.
We are. But before we wrap up, I do have a special guest. I have a special guest. I didn't tell you about this. Come here. So, for people who can't see, I've dragged my 13-year-old daughter into the room here to give an authentic junior high version of sheesh. Oh. So you can hear what it would sound like in the wild here. So this is Ulla, she's a seventh grader, and she's gonna give you a proper sheesh.
Sheesh.
Oh, there you go.
So there you go. So that's what it would sound like in the wild. Like my replication is.
Voice going.
That's the middle school voice there of there's like a weird accent that I don't quite know what that was that you just did. Sheesh, sheesh, sheesh. So there you go. So that's what it sounds like in the wild. And if you haven't heard it yet, be listening, because my guess is it'll be at your school soon enough.
You know what's going to happen? Scott's going to go on TikTok. The audio of a sheesh, and he's going to edit it in right about now.
That's right.
This is just the teacher jumps between one computer and the other one that's creating the echo. It's just going to be the sound effect back and forth.
I love it.
Awesome.
So because this was episode 49, you know, I know that there was like an entire year between 47 and 49.
But, it was three and a half months. But you know, before that, it was 3.5 months.
But our next one is number 50. And so like, you know, 50 episodes in, it's kind of time for a greatest hits album, right? So we were kind of talking about this idea of our own, like our favorites or best of the Talking Social Studies. And just kind of recapping what some of our favorites were and why.
And if listeners, if you have ideas, you can always tweet to our Twitter handle and share your ideas as well.
Please do. That is still live and active. Unfortunately, the doctoral student hasn't been the greatest about. I did check it. I just don't send stuff out very much.
Well, we'll try and be back out with something more recently than last time.
Quarter gap between episodes. That's our goal now.
I didn't catch that one. Do what?
Shorter gap between episodes.
Quarter gap. Yeah, there you go. Well, there is only like 5-6 weeks left of school, so hopefully things do slow down a little bit.
Let me get started in season, right?
Depending on where you are.
Oh yeah. Well, you've got rolling enrollment. That's true.
All right. Well, I guess we should end it with unison and sheesh together.
I was just thinking the same thing.
It has to be. It's the only way to end it here.
Okay. All who's right. doing the countdown?
All right. One, two, three. Sheesh.